Kamala Harris' platform promises more migrants, more amnesty, and more government. By Neil Monroe on August 19, 2024. The Democratic Party 2024 platform celebrates President Joe Biden's disastrous welcome for millions of foreign migrants, and it promises further increases in migration via multiple new channels, regardless of the impact on Americans. The platform is built on the progressive claim that the United States exists for the benefit of foreigners, saying America is a nation of immigrants. Americans' homeland must continue to be a beacon of hope and opportunity for foreigners, says the platform. That pro-migrant claim is paired with vitriol toward Donald Trump's promise to make America great again for American citizens. The Democrats' platform states, "Again and again, Trump has shown us who he is on the issue of hate. He rubs shoulders with and encourages white supremacists. He will reinstate his disgraceful Muslim ban if he's elected, continuing his long history of Islamophobia. We will combat hate crimes and white nationalist terrorism. Trump has said that if he's elected, he'll move to immediately deport millions of undocumented immigrants, including those who have lived in and contributed to this country for years. He and his allies have also promised to end birthright citizenship for the children of undocumented individuals, bar undocumented children from public schools, and once again separate children from their families. Trump's plans are out of line with American values." The document says, despite multiple polls showing that most Americans want illegal migrants to be sent back to their homes. But Harris's agenda promises to open legal immigration pathways for many large and small groups of foreigners, all of whom will help Wall Street investors by competing against ordinary Americans for jobs, homes, education, hospitals, and politicians' focus. The platform will shift West wealth toward older baby boomers and the West Coast investor groups that are bankrolling Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Since at least 2021, those investors have been working with President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The Harris platform promises to continue the Mayorkas pro-migration agenda. The Biden-Harris administration established a humanitarian parole process for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, CHNV, which allows people from these four countries to live and work lawfully. He also established new family reunification parole processes to allow eligible individuals from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, Cuba, and Haiti to be reunited with family in the United States. President Biden rebuilt the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, which is now on track to admit more than 100,000 refugees this fiscal year, the most in three decades. Indian white-collar visa workers who replace American graduates should also be allowed to get work permits for their children, says the platform. Foreign children who came as dependents on their parents' temporary work visas can remain in the United States with their families, even after turning 21, it reads. More Afghan migrants should be welcomed, despite the catastrophic impact of like-minded Pakistani migrants in the United Kingdom. Provisions to streamline applications of at-risk Afghan allies to the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, and a process for Afghan evacuees to have their status adjusted to lawful permanent resident. Biden's millions of illegal migrants should get work permits. Democrats will explore opportunities to identify or create work permits for immigrants, long-term undocumented residents, and legally processed asylum seekers in our country. More foreign youths should be given green cards if they claim to be abused by their parents. Congress should also increase the number of visas for the Special Immigrant Juvenile Status Program for abused, abandoned, or neglected youth, building on actions that the administration has already taken to provide deferred action and work authorization for juveniles in this program. Alongside the large inflow of migrant workers, renters, and consumers, the platform calls for more migrants to be amnestied, naturalized, and allowed to vote in American elections. Young DACA migrants should be amnestied, along with migrants who marry Americans, plus people who claim to be farm workers, and also people who claim to be care workers. But this vast wave of migrant workers, renters, and consumers is going to elbow millions more Americans out of good jobs, careers, and decent housing. Harris also promised to fix the problems that her massive immigration policy has already created under Biden. The platform says builders should get massive federal funding to build more houses for migrants and Americans. Democrats are dedicated to increasing the supply of an array of housing options like duplexes, triplexes, and townhomes that bridge the gap between single-family homes and large apartment buildings. By reducing barriers to building housing and providing federal tax incentives for the development of housing for people of all incomes, we can foster vibrant, inclusive communities where people from all walks of life can find affordable, diverse living options. But any Americans in those small homes likely will be located far from decent jobs, schools, and hospitals. The platform's massive inflow will also hammer Americans' wages, further forcing down Americans' living standards while boosting major investors on Wall Street. Under Biden, wages have stalled and living standards have fallen. But the platform claims wages have risen, wages are rising faster than inflation and prices, and inflation today is down nearly two-thirds from its peak. The Democrats' fix for stalled wages and rising home prices imposed by their policies is more power for the Democrats' core of regulators and bureaucrats. We're using every tool to bring prices down on health insurance and prescription drugs, including negotiating the price of commonly used drugs for diabetes and heart failure, and on housing, child care, internet, banking, credit cards, and more. We have more to do, but our actions are already putting thousands of dollars a year back in people's pockets. Those savings add up, and Democrats will keep fighting until every American feels them. She is creating a problem and then offering to fix it, like a company that sells both cigarettes and anti-cancer drugs. Stephen Camerota, at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News.